Davis, Marion, Melrose, Massachusetts, August 24, 1904. Dear Sister Marion Davis, here we are at Melrose Sanitarium taking treatment. I have spoken once to a room full of nice-looking people, nurses, and helpers. The Lord gave me words to speak, and all, physicians, ministers, and all present, seemed to appreciate the words spoken. I entreat you not to have any anxiety in regard to the book, Ministry of Healing. Let not one anxious thought come into your mind. I am sorry you are so ill, but do everything you can on your part for the recovery of your health. I will see that all bills of expense shall be settled. I am not well, not able to travel but a little distance in the carriage. I dare not commit myself to the lengthy journeys on the cars. As long as I and you shall live, my home is your home. If you never use your pen again, we shall see that you are well cared for in my own home, else in the sanitarium when it is best for you. I have often wished I were in my own home. I see very much to be done, but dare not undertake the many things placed before me. Marion, nearly the whole time I have been away, I have not relished food. But I dare not cease to eat, for then I could do nothing. I have eaten when I could not relish food, in order that I might live. I have relished food since I came to this place. I put my trust in God and plead with Him for you and for myself. We are to have no anxieties or cares. Just put your trust in the Lord. All that is needed for you and me is to believe and trust in Him who is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto Him and will put their trust in Him. Hold fast my hand, Jesus says to you and me. You are encouraged to think right thoughts upon Christ our Savior, your Savior, and my Savior. You have rejoiced in every opportunity of doing what you could to promote His glory. And you will be led into the city of God when the last trump of God shall sound, and we shall be received with genuine joy. Marion, you have been united with me to bring sound doctrine into actual contact with human souls, that they may catch the inspiration and produce sound practice. The form of sound words is to be prized above gold and silver and every earthly attraction. 2 Timothy 1, verse 13. You have loved the truth. You have felt intensely over the great neglect our Lord and Savior has been receiving. Oh, to be like-minded with God! This you have longed for. There is no genuine saving elevation for man apart from the truth of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Psalm 103, verse 1. Now please let you and me have a thanksgiving service every day. Is it not due Him who has spared your life these many years in answer to the prayer of faith? Give yourself into His hands in your weakness and trust in Him fully. We will take the Word of God as the grand rule of our lives, the heavenly panacea in our hand. We have tried, you and I united, to bring before minds the true form of doctrine, mingling holiness, mercy, truth, and love. We have tried to present these in simplicity so that souls shall grasp mingled love and holiness, which is simply Christianity in the heart. We have done what we could to present Christianity as the crown and glory of man's life here in this world, preparatory to entrance into the city of God to be His dear, precious, redeemed ones in the mansions He has gone to prepare for us. Then praise the Lord. Let us praise Him. Please eat, Marion, because your earthly physician would have you eat, and the great medical missionary would have you eat. And Sister Nelson will get anything you ask for. No one can be more pleased than I to have your life spared to continue to do the work. But if your or my time is come to fall asleep in Jesus, We must not shorten life by refusing the nourishment that the system must have. Now eat, my dear, whether you want to eat or not, and thus act your part toward recovery. Do your very best to recover, and then if it please the Lord to give you rest, you have done what you could. I appreciate your labors. Praise the Lord, Marian, that Jesus, the great physician, can heal you. In love.